All right, everybody, I'm Dr. Imfan Akpan, and this is a part two. This is really a part two to the video on the image generator. And I wanted to share this because I thought this was pretty neat. Everyone's been talking about the Studio Ghibli formatting, which is amazing. But I also, and I misspelled Ghibli, so please don't judge me for misspelling Studio Ghibli. But I wanted to point out something that I did with the image generator. And one of the ways that you can use this. So you see this image. This is me sitting in the office. What's great about this is that I took this image on my phone with the ChatGPT app. And then I typed in what I wanted it to do to make it into a Studio Ghibli YouTube thumbnail. Immediately it did it. And if you notice in the picture, so I've got my the same shirt and tie is in the picture. So I've got the shirt and tie on and everything in the picture. The other thing that's interesting is that there's another thumbnail. So if you saw the video from last week and you see the thumbnail, that's the same text. So this changes everything. So it kind of fed off that because I didn't create another tab. So I'm still working on this particular tab where I asked it to make a YouTube video. This was something it put together of me when I uploaded an image. This is what I got when I actually took a picture and put that directly into ChatGPT. And it really captured everything with the Studio Ghibli feature. So I thought this was really neat. Now, the other thing is, when I download it, it sets it in a PNG file. So I had to ask it to be converted to a JPEG and then resized for StreamYard. And you can see my gibberish there, and it understood it. And it resized it for StreamYard, and I can download it. So it gave me a link. I've already downloaded it to my computer, which I'm going to use for this thumbnail. So I thought this was great, where you can actually take live pictures. So this is a picture I took on my phone, and then have it to do the image generation. I had it to do it on my phone, and then I went from my phone to my computer, and then I'm able to use it and share it as a YouTube thumbnail. So I thought this was really neat. I thought this was something I wanted to talk about this week that I thought is, amazing the way this is set up. Because before, for me to do something like this, I'd have to go into Canva and I'd be in there for a good length of time, moving pictures around, changing them around, sizing, and literally I could just type something in and then I've got the image, or I can take a picture of something in real life and then get that image. This would be great if you've got videos and you've got screenshots or you want to take a segment of a video and just use that as an image. This is just amazing. And it just takes a few minutes, where before this would take an hour, a good amount of time. I won't say an hour, but depending on what you want to do, take a good amount of time. And if you think about using stock footage back in the day, you would have to go and find free images or edit your own images and then download and format. But with this, it's really instant. So I want to hear what you think about it. I think it's pretty awesome.